This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. We talk about insanity all the time. We say, that's driving me crazy, or I think I'm going nuts. But most of us don't really know what insanity feels like. Joe Guppy does. He writes about his own experience with psychosis in a new memoir called My Fluorescent God. Guppy is best known as a writer and performer. He worked alongside his wife, Nancy Guppy, at the local sketch comedy show Almost Live. These days, Guppy is a successful psychotherapist, but back in 1978, he was having a very bad year. He'd broken up with a girl he thought was the love of his life. He didn't have a job. Joe Guppy was depressed. He told Marcy Silman around the same time his life really fell apart.
And I was kind of in that lost place that a lot of people are post-college. And so I was kind of on the edge anyway. And I, like, during that breakup time, I felt like I was going crazy. And then I took a trip to Mexico, and I had a travel medication with me, which my doctor told me was for upper gastrointestinal distress. And I took a couple of those because I felt kind of queasy. I thought they were just like Ultra Tums or something. Mm-hmm. Turned out they had this side effect called toxic psychosis, which I knew nothing about. And I just felt like I'm going over the edge. I'm going crazy.
I want to go back to that first time you said, I felt like I'm going crazy, because that's something that we all say all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going nuts. Mm-hmm. I'm going crazy.
Right.
And it isn't really anything like what it was after you took the drug.
Right. Yeah. Now, in doing this book, a lot of people come to me and they say, you know, I've had similar experiences, not as extreme generally as I had. But yeah, we all often feel like we're on the edge, we're going nuts. After I took the drug, I was sort of transported into Psychoville, and I started having like psychotic delusions, like that I had died and was now living in hell. So I saw my first psychiatrist as Satan. I saw the nurses as demons and that sort of thing.
You didn't go right to the hospital. You were in your parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
So was it your idea that you actually go check in, or was it your folks' idea?
Well, it was my idea. Was, hey, Mom, Dad, I'm crazy. I can't hold it together. And their idea was to go see somebody, which was to see somebody at Group Health. The very first person I saw was like a counselor, social worker guy. And he was very nice, but his face was melting and the walls were shaking. I was really floridly hallucinating at this point.
What do you remember about the very beginning of your stay in the hospital?
Well, by the time I got to the hospital, most of the overt hallucinating, which happened like the first weekend, was over. So the walls weren't melting anymore, but I did have this notion that people were out to get me, that the nurses were out to get me, that at any point they might drop the pretense and start torturing me for real. It was a really terrifying experience. And it was sort of this 24-hour vigilance, which I'm sure has a real physical effect to have that much adrenaline going through one's body all the time, not to mention the drugs that they gave me in an attempt to help me, of course.
I'm talking with Joe Guppy, who is a psychotherapist now, was not in 1978.
No.
A psychotherapist, was a aspiring writer, I think.
Yeah, I was a journalist mainly. I mainly saw myself as a journalist back then.
You based My Fluorescent God on journals that you kept during this time. Was keeping a journal something you just did habitually?
Yeah, when I had that experience of cracking up over the summer, I did a whole lot of really intense journaling. I think it was always a way that I tried to keep my mind together. So it was just something I had always done. I think like the first 3 or 4 weeks, I didn't journal much. I was so whacked. But once I got a little sense back, I started journaling again.
And then you put them all in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Why did you keep them all these years?
Well, I had always thought this is a writing assignment. This is something I've got to return to and write. I mean, even from as soon as I was out of there, I went back with my little reporter's tape recorder and my reporter's notebook and interviewed one of my favorite psychiatric nurses and my psychiatrist and with the idea that I would write something for the Seattle Times, because I'd written for them a few summers earlier.
Did you?
I never did. No, I just got busy and never got back to it.
But you kept these. You just kept them decades, for like 3 decades,
mm-hmm.
right?
Three decades, yeah.
So what made you open the box up?
Well, you know, Nancy and I moved into a condo. We had owned a couple of houses, and I think my career was stable. I was in private practice as a therapist, and it just seemed like, well, now's the time to finally get around to this thing I've been putting off for decades. I didn't realize it would be such an emotional experience to open that box and dive in.
What was it like the first time you started reading?
It was my heart was racing, my hands were shaking. It was I was surprised to when I flipped open the medical record, started reading those nurses' notes and reading what they had, their descriptions of my state and such. It was really a return to a trauma, which I hadn't really been thinking of it that way.
It was a long time in the past.
Well, that's what's remarkable about trauma. I mean, trauma sticks with us. That's sort of the nature of trauma. It when you relive trauma, it's as if it's happening right now.
I'm talking with Joe Guppy. His new book is called My Fluorescent God, A Psychotherapist Confronts His Most Challenging Case, His Own. So at some point along this continuum of your life after these months that you spent, you decided, I'm going to pursue psychotherapy. When did that happen and why?
Well, sometimes you're just done with something. Like, so I had done sketch comedy and I'd done a longer form comedy. And even though I may have wanted to sort of intellectually or abstractly continue with that, you know, sometimes you're just done with something. And I was looking around for something else to do. And I had been teaching. I had taught writing. And in teaching people kind of one-on-one individual tutoring, I would get hired by individuals to help them with their writing. It was often very deep and personal stuff, and I'd been through a fair amount of therapy. And I thought, well, this is kind of like being a therapist, but I don't have any training. I don't have a license. So I found this program at Seattle University. It was just a perfect fit and trained me how to be a therapist so that I could give others the kind of therapy that had been helpful to me.
So going back to the boxes of journals that you carried around and you opening that for the first time, what was that like, the experience of confronting somebody who really had lost his selfhood, the young Joe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it was traumatic. But the journey of making more sense out of the narrative, I always knew that I had recovered, obviously. But I didn't really quite understand the stages of recovery, like to see that, oh, I went from the florid hallucination to a psychotic delusion but a stable reality. Then I went to a really sort of a twilight zone sense where I no longer believed that I was dead and in hell, but things were not quite real. And then I went into a depression because I recognized that reality became real, and reality was me in a halfway house on welfare. That was extremely depressing. So that's one of the things I try to do with my clients is help. I like to help people see a meaningful shape to the narrative of their lives.
You mentioned that you had thought, you kept these journals and you thought, well, I'm a journalist, I'm going to write this. Could you have written My Fluorescent God at the age of 25?
Absolutely not. No chance. I did not have the life experience. I didn't have the psychotherapy training that I do now to understand it. One of my favorite parts about the book is that last section where I get the opportunity to interview other colleagues about the case, to talk about my own case, because I didn't want those reflections to be in the narrative. I wanted the narrative to be very clean inside the mind of the crazy person, and then to step outside it in that second section.
Where is this box of notebooks and journals now?
It's in my office at my house.
You still have it?
Oh, sure.
You're not done with it?
You know, I actually thought about having a bonfire after, because you've got the book right there. It's like the book is kind of everything I want to say about it. But I don't know what I'm going to do with them now, really.
How does it feel to be done writing this?
Fantastic. It took me 7 years to write it, and it feels great.
Joe, thank you for coming by.
Thank you.
That's Joe Guppy, a Seattle-based psychotherapist. His memoir about his descent into madness is called My Fluorescent God. He talked to Marcy Silman. It's The Record on KUOW.